Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 5 here at Rogers Campground. We're here until July the 4th. You should come down and hang out with us. I want to say thank you to Jake Leonard. We were talking about the AMP program earlier, and it was a really good time for me to do it, but I didn't because I'm not very good at my job. Jake Leonard is a gold-level member, which means he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that much. It's just $5 per month to join the AMP program. Comes with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only Facebook group for those people who are still on Facebook. I'm currently banned from Facebook, which is pretty typical for me. So, Jake Leonard, thank you so much for your contributions. The reason you should join the program, though, isn't for any of the perks. It's because you like the idea of Free Talk Live providing a platform for anyone to express their opinions and get it heard on close to 200 radio stations. So, Jake, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Now, we are here on site at Fork Fest, and we're joined by Zeppin, who you moved to New Hampshire, right?
Yes, I've been here for about 3 weeks. I planned my move for the past year and a half, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
Okay, awesome. Is this your first year at Pork Fest and Fork Fest?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so, wow, okay, that's a new one. I think you're the first person I've spoken with who didn't end up moving to New Hampshire. It's almost a direct result of, you know, these festivals.
Yeah. The first exposure that I had was with the 101 Reasons film. I happened to stumble upon it on YouTube, and then I showed my wife it. We were both looking for a place to move, and so we're both libertarians, so this seemed to be the obvious choice. Started to listen to Free Talk Live. I've been listening nearly every day since then.
Awesome, thanks.
And
glad to hear it.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be here. The activism is insane. At this point, if I really wanted to, I can make any transaction that I want in cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I currently pay my rent in Monero. I can buy groceries and stuff with Bardo Farms. Like, there's all of these different options to be able to use crypto on a day-to-day basis here, and that's going to be what ends the state. That and 3D printing of firearms.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. I think it's just about the only thing that you can't pay directly cryptocurrency for in New Hampshire would be gasoline. I think that's probably the only thing that you... Chris is saying that you can't. Chris, I remind you that you're sitting in the back down on a microphone, so talking is not very helpful. But evidently you can, which is new knowledge for just about everyone I've talked to in New Hampshire over the last year. I know that Jay Noon has a store that he frequents every once in a while where the cashiers there will take cryptocurrency from him and then put USD in the cash register on his behalf, but that's not really buying gasoline with cryptocurrency.
Fair enough. That individual is, he works there, and he regularly does take cryptocurrency, though, for gas. His parents, I believe, own the place, so it's sort of half true.
Which is better than nothing.
And Ian and a bunch of other people have been over the years getting gas every time they go through that area, too. So it's definitely, you know, something you can definitely do.
Sure. At one gas station across the entire state.
We've also had another gas station that also up in northern New Hampshire. It went out of business a couple years ago, but was
then let's not even mention it. It doesn't count. It's out of business.
Currently.
Probably because they didn't take cryptocurrency.
No, they did take cryptocurrency.
Oh. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
That's an unfortunate failure story then.
Well, the only way that we're going to get more gas stations to take cryptocurrency is if more people move to New Hampshire so that that demand is present. And currently,
I mean, certainly you have to ask, right?
Right.
Excuse me. You have to ask business owners and their employees and stuff like that. You just have to go in repeatedly until finally you connect with the owner, you establish a connection with them, and you just continue asking them whether or not they're interested in taking cryptocurrency. And eventually, hopefully, you'll get a yes.
Yeah, and I think that once crypto becomes a means of exchange rather than number goes up sort of investment, that's when crypto is going to reach critical mass. And currently...
Well, Bitcoin, as far as I can tell, Bitcoin is an asset and it's going to stay an asset because that's what the miners want. I mean, they don't want people actually being able to use Bitcoin because that cuts into their profits.
Mm-hmm. It's...
is almost kind of like a currency if you're making a purchase large enough that $5 or $50 isn't going to really sway it one way or the other. But you sure can't buy a sandwich with it.
Yeah, I've spent Bitcoin once in the 3 years that I've lived in Keene, and that was for like $800 in car repairs and maintenance to it. And
right.
Sure, if I'm spending $800 using BTC, it's worth it because the $5 fee is negligible on top of that, and it's a good way to get rid of the BTC that I didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
But for your sandwiches and all of these places in Keene that accept cryptocurrency, it's going to be, by and large, Bitcoin Cash that people are using.
Yeah. And with a purchase like that, you can wait the like hour or whatever for it to go from $50 to $5 if you feel like it. So
sure, because you're not in any particular hurry. And,
exactly.
I mean, generally, the owners know that we're not going to try any kind of replace by fee or anything like that in the first place. So I mean, and I don't even think that's possible with most cryptocurrency wallets. Most of the good wallets don't support replace by fee anyway. I think Coinami now does, but they're not one of the good wallets in the first place.
Oh.
Well, you got to remember that Coinami, on their desktop version, they took people's recovery phrases and they sent it via clear text to Google to be spell checked. So they basically leaked everyone who installed the desktop version of Coinami's recovery phrase onto the internet for anyone to intercept. I mean, it's not hilarious. Plenty of people had their cryptocurrency stolen as a result of this.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that part of it.
It was big on Reddit. Coinami denied any wrongdoing. They say, no one actually had their cryptocurrency stolen. That's not true at all. And then you have these people who are on Reddit. It's like, yes, it's true. $500 of Bitcoin was taken out of my Coinami wallet, and it was because, you know, they basically gave their private keys to someone because Coinami didn't know what they were doing and made a very silly decision. So I would strongly advise everyone to avoid Coinami as a wallet and instead use Edge or Exodus.
Yeah, non-custodial wallets tend to be better for that sort of thing. There's Edge. I personally use Cake for Monero, but even better than that, if you want even more, host your own node, you know, become your own bank. It's getting easier and easier to learn how to do these things. I started off knowing nothing about technology whatsoever, you know, 6-7 months ago, and I'm just slowly and slowly becoming more and more proficient in it all. It hasn't been easier to pick up these skills than it is now.
It's surprisingly simple technology, and of course the AnyPay software that's widely used across New Hampshire just makes it that much easier. All you have to do is open your wallet and scan a QR code and choose which cryptocurrency you want to send and hit the send button and you're done, right? It's easier than using a card. It may not be easier than using cash, but it's certainly faster and simpler.
And more moral.
Yeah, it's certainly more moral, yeah, because the USD obviously is going to help drop bombs on, you know, brown kids in Africa.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things to point out here is, like, yeah, if you just want to do transactions, just do transactions. But the fact that it is possible for the first time in over a century for people to start becoming bankers is, I mean, if history is an indicator on that one, I mean, that has been an incredible source of revenue for a lot of terrible, terrible people.
You mean banking?
Yeah,
yes.
Banking.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
Whereas now it can be an incredible source of revenue, if the past is any indication, for really good people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing a lot of fascinating things happening in, you know, the last several years. Among those was the ability of people to, just the average person, to invest in stocks. And we saw what they did with GameStop. And, of course, institutional investors got really angry about it, just like the institutional banks are really angry about cryptocurrency. And they're cheating, just like, you know.
Like they do.
Yes. They're all liars and thieves and cheaters, and the less you use their money, the less power they have. Mm-hmm. Cryptocurrency and gold and silver are the best ways of not using their money. Plus, then you're not paying to drop bombs on people or paying for the drug war.
That's something else, too. So during Porkfest and Forkfest, for that matter, I'd say that I was able to do 90-ish percent of my transactions with Monero. I did one Bitcoin Cash transaction, but actually the thing that has the broadest acceptability, because those other two were a little hard, was goldbacks. So goldbacks, you know, that can be accepted, you know, at small businesses. It's great.
The goldbacks are absolutely amazing.
Well, literally as easy to use as cash.
Zeppin, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to New Hampshire.
Are you
staying until July the 4th?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground. You're still invited to join us. It's happening for another 5 or 6 days. It's really easy when you're up here to lose track of what day it is. I know the date at the very least, but that's because it's sitting here right in front of me. I believe it's Tuesday.
It is.
Awesome. Yeah. At least I got that part correct. Now, we've been talking about moving to New Hampshire and all of these awesome things. As it turns out, I'm not here as a result of the Free State Project, really. I am, but it's a very indirect thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because Will Coley was here. Will Coley was here because Ian Freeman was here. Ian Freeman is here because of the Free State Project, but the first time I came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it was just with Muslims for Liberty and Will Coley. I didn't even know what the Free State Project was. I had never heard of it.
So there's a larger migration movement to New Hampshire, and the Free State Project Incorporated is effectively just an entity that was set up to help promote the Free State Project.
Yes, but so. The freedom migration is ongoing, and it's, you know, you can't just go by the numbers that the FSP has put forward because it doesn't include people like me.
Right.
There's a lot of people who are, you know, part of the larger migration movement that have not been included in the Free State Project Incorporated numbers, which kind of is not optimal because it makes it look like there's fewer people here than there actually are. But if you start looking at things like, oh, how many representatives do we have? Well,
I'd rather look at the activism than the number of libertarian politicians that we put in office. To me, the activism is far more important.
I agree.
Push back against the state instead of, you know, electing new representatives. That said, you know, we do have a state apparatus, and we do have representatives, so it's better to have libertarian representatives than non-libertarians.
And it's tough to assign numerics to activism.
Sure.
Right. I mean, I think the only point that I was making with that was that, you know, there's 30 representatives for this session, I guess, which basically are people who moved here and signed the Free State Project Incorporated, you know, statement of intent, basically.
Sure.
Whereas we have about 80 libertarians in the House, so.
Awesome. Well, certainly a lot of people have come here who weren't really affiliated with the Free State Project or who weren't signers of the Free State Project intent to move or anything like that. I know Ian was such a signer. He's actually the 420th signer,
yep.
Funnily enough.
Nice.
Right. It's suiting for
it
Ian.
It is.
Yeah, I'm also a signer, but a lot of when I sign, and here's the thing, like a lot of us signed prior to, you know, some things happening and certain people being on boards and kind of undermining some of what's been going on. So
incorporating seems to have been a poor decision for the Free State Project.
It was. There used to be a membership, and members got to vote, and then it went. Basically, that got dissolved, and it wasn't in New Hampshire. And then in New Hampshire, they basically set it up as an incorporation, and there is no membership.
It's
participant.
It's just a board,
right?
Right.
So it's just a board of, I think, like 6 to 10 people.
And they make some bizarre decisions, this board.
Yeah, you got a
completely unaccountable corporate board. What could possibly go wrong?
You basically have to pay to be on it. So
really?
Yeah. So basically,
who would want to do that?
It ensures that effectively only people with a lot of money actually get on the board. And I think you also have to be, like, voted on the board, too. So, like, yeah, it definitely favors.
So it's a very sort of buddy-buddy kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah.
That's disheartening. And, I mean, we've seen what this board is doing versus what libertarians who love Porkfest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival are doing. Like, it irritated me to listen to the Bitcoin maxis next door just running their mouths about stuff that they didn't seem to really know anything about. But they were still welcome here because the campground wasn't as tightly controlled as it had been in previous years, right? It'll be interesting to see whether or not those sorts of events occur next year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because those sorts of things weren't here 2 years ago. If you wanted to have microphones and sit up and talk or something like that, you pretty much had to go through the Free State Project in order to do it, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's going to be interesting to see how next year goes. It's unclear whether or not Free Talk Live is going to be here next year for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but we will, of course, be here for Somalia Fest, which is the pre-party where evidently a lot of people still show up early and have a good time and start setting up. And no one's really vending, I don't think, during Somalia Fest because
there's
still setting up. Are there?
There's definitely vendors here.
Were you here?
For both events, yeah.
You were here for Somalia Fest this year?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I follow you. I'm sorry. I'm thinking you're talking about Forkfest still.
Oh, no.
Oh, this year. Not.
Yeah,
not
actually, obviously, I would certainly agree that the people that, in my experience when I've been here early, the people that get here early really haven't set up to vend. It's just sort of setting up camp, hanging around campfires, chatting, talking about liberty and what's going on in the world and strange ideas and things like that.
It's always been a good time. I didn't know people were still arriving earlier. I would have come early this year as well. So I didn't even know that was still ongoing. But since it is, let's take advantage of it. Let's call it Somalia Fest and let's plan to be here.
Absolutely.
While keeping ForkFest the cool kids after party. Because that's the best way to characterize it, right? It's a much more narrower scope of people who attend ForkFest than do the Freedom Festival.
It's interesting to call it like an after party. I mean, there's still a lot of people here who didn't attend the ForkFest, so.
But it is technically an after party.
Well, I guess it is.
There are a lot of people who go to the prom after party that didn't go to the prom, so. Or you know, there's plenty of people who go to the Super Bowl after party that didn't actually sit there and watch the Super Bowl with you, but...
Yeah, whether you go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival or not, ForkFest still occurs after, and ForkFest, we've always characterized it as a party.
Sure.
It isn't just a party. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do and all of that, but it's ForkFest.party for a reason.
There's not even an official name, so...
Well, there's nothing official at all about it, right?
Yeah,
This is when we promoted as the dates. So.
Yeah, the events effectively are, it is what people or participants make of it, so.
Yes, ForkFest is whatever you create it to be, really. And that's what I love about it. It just fits so well with Free Talk Live and everything else that's going on. ForkFest is your festival to make however you want it to be.
Yep, zero hierarchy, 100% network. If you want people to show up at a talk that you're going to give, well, network with them. Go on to ForkFest.party, or I forget what the other, because it's unofficial.
Well, there was ForkFest.com, I think, was the...
There you go.
That's a competing... it's actually more of a complimentary site, I think.
Yeah, I would say it's complimentary.
But,
and it also didn't come to fruition because the people behind that aren't here this year, so
it's true.
It never happened.
They were planning to be here, but they didn't make it.
Yeah, a bit of a thing happened in March, for those who aren't aware, and that's part of the reason that a lot of people who you would expect to be here aren't here.
Yeah. This is true, too.
If you want people showing up at your your talk, network with them. Go on to the website to announce it and just talk to other people here.
Absolutely. The unofficial Telegram chat is one of the best ways of doing that. Of course, the radios are also a really effective way of doing that. Unfortunately, no one is here selling the radios that are used so widely. I wish I had thought about it in advance because we certainly could have acquired some and had them pre-programmed and ready to go.
Interestingly, I actually did, but I got...
It never even occurred to me, man.
Yeah, well, what happened was I got regulated radios that I couldn't program the channels for, and I thought they were just better quality.
The bio things that everyone's using.
Because the quality is more variable, and these were not going to be variable, but then they locked them down and didn't advertise that clearly, so.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surfside, Florida building official who gave the condo that collapsed a clean bill of health as recently as November 2018 has been placed on leave from his current job, as the interim building official from Doral, Florida said. The search and rescue operation continues as 150 people are unaccounted for. The chairman of the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, Jose Diaz, joins Your World with Neil Cavuto to discuss the rescue mission.
They hear some types of noise, tapping noises and stuff like that. What that noise actually is, they haven't really stated, but I do know that they have that hope.
On a radio program, former President Donald Trump says he plans to decide if he'll run for president again in 2024, right after the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News. U.S. troops in Syria are forced to defend themselves. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House after taking a road trip to La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday to promote his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden saying the plan will replace tens of thousands of lead pipes.
We have thousands of miles of pipeline. The vast majority of those pipes are 60 years or older. Some of them more than 80 years old. A lot of them are leaking.
Biden also grabbing an ice cream cone in the Badger State. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still plenty of time for you to come down here and join us. We're here until July the 4th, but we're also already looking forward to next year. It's happening in 2022. Unofficially, it's happening from June the 27th through July the 3rd here at Rogers Campground. Now, ForkFest this year and next, totally decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there are no tickets. All you have to do is get your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground this year until July the 4th. Next year, June 27th through July the 4th, ForkFest is your event. So you create the experience that you want others to enjoy. Find out more about it and join the unofficial Telegram chat at forkfest.party. Come and hang out with us, forkfest.party. Now, it's easy to forget here at Rogers Campground that the rest of the world is going on. They're doing their thing. What the hell? I mean, if you thought you didn't have to be afraid anymore, I have bad news. There's a Delta variant of COVID-19. Have you heard anything about it?
Not really, other than it exists. But I want to think, oh my God, I'm going to die again.
I mean, they make it sound so scary, right? The Delta variant. What happened to? I mean, they had long series of letters and numbers to identify the various variants.
I did hear that it, I think, was supposed to be more deadly or something than the last, the other variants or something like that, too, which I thought this is probably more fear-mongering and stuff.
Well, I've got bad news. As the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus gained traction around the world, the World Health Organization urged vaccinated people to continue to wear masks and social distance, saying, quote, now, this is Mary Angela Samau of the World Health Organization. Vaccine alone won't stop community transmission. People need to continue to use masks consistently, be in ventilated spaces, hand hygiene, the physical distance, avoid crowding. This still continues to be extremely important, even if you're vaccinated, when you have a community transmission ongoing. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to play this game. I really don't. I don't think Americans are going to, I don't think people across the world are going to put up with a return to lockdowns and social distancing and masks and all of that nonsense.
On the one hand, I hope you're right, I think. But on the other hand, I don't have faith in humanity.
I don't either, but I look around and people are so sick of this. They're so sick of wearing masks that I know people who got vaccinated just because they were sick of wearing masks. And they knew that.
So do I.
Yeah, and they knew that they would, you know, not have to wear a mask under the new nightmarish medical authoritarian hellscape that we have found ourselves in if they were vaccinated. And so they got vaccinated, and now they're being told, oh, yeah, your vaccine doesn't actually help you against this variant of the cold because it's a cold and it evolves too quickly for a vaccine to possibly work. Although, somehow, by magic, they managed to conceive a way to create a vaccine that presumably would have worked against the common cold. Except evidently it doesn't, because like all colds, COVID-19 evolves too quickly.
I thought it was kind of humorous how, you know, the Free Talk Live co-hosts all got sick, but it took a year for it to happen. And in the end, you know, the world didn't end, and everybody survived. Everybody was all right. It was some people had it worse than others, but
I think Captain was the only one who really had it worse. Myself, I was sore and tired for about a 24-hour period.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I lost it was a flu-like symptoms for about 24 hours, and my boss finished my shift for me that night, and I went home, I rested, and the next day I felt fine, other than the loss of smell or taste. That one got me, because that went on for like 7 weeks, not being able to smell or taste anything.
Yeah, it was so mild for me, if I had it, I don't even know if I had it. Like, that's how mild it was.
Well, I'm 100% confident I had it, because I lost my sense of smell and taste. And
I didn't have that.
It's a total loss, right? It's not like, any time you're sick, you know, your nasal passages are congested, you can't smell as effectively as you could when you weren't sick. You know, it diminishes your sense of smell and taste when you're sick. That just is a thing that happens. But with COVID-19, it is a complete and total lack of smell and taste. It raises all sorts of issues. Like, you can't taste food. And that's unpleasant. But it wasn't life-threatening. It wasn't severe. It was just annoying as hell.
Did you ever get your taste back?
I did.
Okay.
But it's still not 100% normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's still not where it should be. And there were periods after about 2 weeks where it would, like, come and go. For a brief second, I would be able to smell something or taste something, and then it would be gone again. And eventually, yes, it did just come back, but it's still not quite right. Like, I can taste the monster that I've been drinking, but not with the same impact that I would have tasted it, you know, 6 months ago. But yes, it did eventually come back, at least most of the way, and I survived. Everyone who got COVID-19 at the studio survived, and as you said, it took more than a year for this to happen. Now, this isn't just more than a year for people who were socially distancing and wearing masks everywhere and not being social. No, a lot of us were more social throughout the last year, myself in particular, than at any other point in my life. I went to more parties, I attended more gatherings, I did more reckless things, all not wearing a mask, and yet it took what we believe to be a cancer patient in and out of the hospital to finally give any of us COVID-19.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, initially it wasn't clear what was going on. I was kind of paying attention in the very early days. But after about 2 months, it became clear, like, once it hit the United States, you know, that it just wasn't going to be substantial enough of and have a substantial enough of an impact to be worrying and shutting economies down and undermining our financial stability and all that other stuff for, you know, the small number of people that we're going to pass away as a result. Because we always are having small numbers of people pass away, you know,
sure,
from all sorts of other diseases and things. And things we could potentially, you know, reduce, but we don't, because it's financially and, you know, morally unconscionable, you know?
Well, that's what they're saying now, is that, you know, every flu season now, people are going to be expected to wear masks and all this other nonsense, and I'm just, in the winter, I will tolerate it to a greater degree. I won't choose to do it, but if a business owner says, hey, you have to wear a mask to be in here, and I want to go into that business, and I can't just go somewhere else that won't require that of me simply and easily, then sure, I will put on a mask. But that's when it's 30 degrees outside.
I tend to be more okay with putting on a mask when I know it's, you know, a business owner who wants, you know, wants me to put it on, as opposed to just some stupid policy, you know, like at a big brick and mortar retailer that is basically because of government, you know, because of government.
The big corporations, the major retailers, they didn't really force people to wear masks. I never ran into that in Walmart or CVS or Walgreens, because they're too big for the city of Keene to crack down on them. The city of Keene isn't going to go after CVS because they don't have the money. But they will go after that little mom and pop shop.
My understanding of what happened with like Walmart is it was very dependent on the management of a particular Walmart to decide some of those things. So I know in Keene we never had any problems except for one time where one younger person, was like a 16-year-old basically went in and had a problem within our community.
Sure.
But I do know that some people in our larger community outside of Keene at other Walmarts in New Hampshire did run into problems.
So was that the discretion of the person who managed the store, essentially?
That is my understanding of it, and that's why there was different experiences in different places as far as like Walmart and, you know, policy is concerned. Because it wasn't a single policy for all Walmarts. It was now there might be some stores, like maybe all Targets did have a single policy, but for Walmart that wasn't the case.
Okay. Well, individual stores may have had their own policies, but a lot of this was a result of pushback from employees as well. Like, we had Bull Moose here in the Northeast. Most people don't know, but they're a gaming store, a music store, a movie store.
Entertainment
in general.
Yeah.
And they closed down several stores because the employees were unhappy with not being able to force customers to wear masks. So all the employees ended up getting fired, basically. They attempted to strong-arm management into giving them their way, and management was like, yeah, no, we hire you and tell you what to do. You don't tell us what to do. You're fired. And it caused a bit of an uproar here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, broadcast from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are here until July the 4th. You're more than welcome to come hang out with us. It's a really good time. There's more people just constantly showing up, and it's a beautiful day, beautiful weather, and thankfully it's not raining. I haven't looked at the forecast because it's New Hampshire. The forecast is made up, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a little warm, but we got a nice breeze, and, you know.
Well, it's late June. I would expect it to be warm. I mean, it's officially summer.
It is the mountains, so it's not as bad if you're somewhere else. You're probably getting it worse.
I imagine Keene is quite a bit hotter than here.
It is.
And, I mean, of course, the Pacific Northwest is just getting railed with 110-degree temperatures and stuff like that. I mean, it sucks
it is.
Up there.
It's actually bearable here, though. I mean, it's a little warm, but it's bearable warm, you know?
It's bearable. Bearable in the shade.
I should be clear about that. Definitely in the shade, it's bearable. Without air conditioning.
I was just standing in the sun talking to Crosby. I was like, God, it is hot.
Well, don't do that.
No. Well, I mean, that's where he was, so that's where I stood next to him, right?
Yeah, Crosby, come here. Move out of the sun.
But in the shade, it actually feels really good. And, of course, we are here on vacation. Not everyone is on vacation. Some people, instead, have spent the entire last year on vacation, getting extra unemployment benefits, getting paid more to essentially stay at home and do nothing than they could ever be paid in the workforce. And I, every time I bring up the subject, I'm going to say it. It's not fair to say, well, companies can just pay their employees more if they're not able to compete with the unemployment benefits.
I want to know where I'm supposed to get that money from as a business owner when my employees are told to stay home and I'm supposed to pay them and then I'm supposed to stay home and not work and there's no money coming in.
Didn't you hear the government would give you that money as long as you used it to pay your employees to sit at home and do nothing?
Not enough to keep the business going.
No, certainly not.
This is why fleets of cars got sold off and ships got sold off, and now we have a problem with there's too much demand relative to the supply. Why? Because you can't shut everything down and then turn it back on with a switch. It's not like a light switch. You can't just turn the light back on by flipping a switch. It doesn't work that way.
Well, these unemployment benefits are coming to an end, and Americans are finally looking to get back to work. Now, at my other job, which I hated to do it because I've seen the staffing issues there, but with me needing to do Free Talk Live, I just can't continue to do the 45 to 55 hour a week thing there. I hated to do it because there is a skeleton staff, and it's not just here. It's everywhere you look. There are hiring signs everywhere.
There's businesses that have shut down. A lot of businesses have shut down because they don't have enough wait staff.
As businesses struggle, this coming to us from Fox Business, as businesses struggle to onboard new employees, a number of companies started offering one-time bonuses in hopes of luring people back to work. An incentive that's proven popular so far, according to new studies. But there's also, it's not so popular among some people. I've seen some signs on social media that say something like, come in and start now, and we'll pay you $13.50 an hour or whatever, but then it's got a little note on the bottom that says, this includes the extra dollar per hour that you're getting paid until, like, October the 1st of 2021 or something. So, I mean, it's like, okay, come in and work for us and get a guaranteed pay cut in 3 months. Not a very popular model, I would suggest. But I've also seen, you know, companies in Florida, I think there was a McDonald's in Florida that was paying people $50 just to come in and interview. That's not even to take the job. It's just to come in and sit down for an interview because staffing is that problematic.
I have to say, I've done some pretty lengthy interviews in my lifetime, and they should be paying people for those interviews if they're going to be as long as they can get. You can get some interviews where they interview you 3 or 4 times with an hour each time, and it's like, you going to pay me for this?
Well, certainly not. But the number of job listings that are advertising hiring bonuses has more than doubled compared with last year. Findings published by Indeed show, at the same time, job searches for signing bonuses, retention bonuses, and cash incentives have surged 134% since January. Now, a lot of people are still not looking for work. They're going to milk these unemployment benefits to the very last. But if you started applying for a job a month ago, you had a wider range of options to choose from, and you were going to get offered better stuff than if you waited until today to start looking for a job, because other people beat you to it. Now, with unemployment existing, it creates more jobs than there are employees to fill those jobs. It's just what a price floor does by definition, and labor has a price floor that creates a surplus of labor, which means there are jobs not being done, which means employees or the labor force, people who provide labor, have to compete with one another in order to acquire the job.
And you might actually see more of those things where they start paying you to do the interview process because...
Well, that's what this article is saying.
Well, I mean, you are not getting as much as you used to if you actually land the job. I mean, the prices are going up, and the price floor, for all of its downsides, people don't renegotiate their wages. And as that stays stagnant and the prices go up through money printing, you're just not getting as much. And especially when you account for the welfare and unemployment that you're competing with, really.
It's amazing that people think that increasing the minimum wage is somehow going to help the situation. It's not. It's just going to make everyone who makes $7.26 to $14.99 an hour equally poor. You know, you're taking all of the relatively skilled craftsmen or the assistant managers or the managers or whatever, and you're giving them the same wage that you're giving the person who, you know, sweeps the floor at the end of the night.
Well, it's an artificial solution with a whole lot of problems to a problem that is created by printing money. Because, I mean, the fact of the matter is that...
Well, this problem is created by putting a price floor on the cost of labor. If there was no minimum wage, there would be plenty of jobs and plenty of people would be doing them.
The people who are doing minimum wage jobs never renegotiate their wages. I mean, pretty much never.
Well, if you're doing a minimum wage job, you probably don't have the standing with the company to argue for a higher wage.
Right. So as the prices go up and the price of labor doesn't go up, you end up in a worse and worse situation. I mean, not by any fault of the companies or of the people, but of the money printing.
Yeah, and they don't see it that way, though. All they see is, oh, I can be making $15 an hour. They don't understand the havoc that's going to wreak on prices.
Often the market will determine a price that's higher than the minimum wage anyway. I mean, in all practical terms. Like, look at New Hampshire. New Hampshire is $7.25, but I don't know anybody who makes $7.25. Most of the, even like,
no,
starting off, it's
cashier
like
at Walmart
$10.
Is going to make more than that.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And even lesser jobs that require even less skills than that.
What requires less skills than a cashier? Keeping in mind, I've been a cashier.
I know.
It's one of the least skilled jobs out there. You could literally train a monkey to do it.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
It is frequently replaced with a touchscreen.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Self-serve.
Which I love, by the way, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's anti-human. I'm not going to do Walmart's job for them. I'm like, I don't think you understand. This means I can go to the store, get my stuff, check out, and leave without ever interacting with another human being. To me, that's the appeal, right? When I want to socialize with people, I will socialize with people. When I want to go shopping, I'm there to shop, not to socialize.
I just like the fact that it's replacing one more completely boring, repetitive task with a computer. I like machines doing all the boring stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. We are going to have to figure out a system of charity for people who can't do intellectually demanding things and can't can't do the creative jobs that our future world is going to require of us.
Well, there's always something that machines won't be able to do and that a human will need to do, right?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I
mean, creative endeavors is basically what falls into that, and that's what we need in the future. Boy, it's a shame that they trained everyone for factory jobs that don't exist.
I would love to see a future where, you know, machines do all of the work, right? And humans just lounge around doing nothing. I would sort of love to see that, except it's going to create some problems because eventually those machines are going to develop some level of self-awareness. They're going to be like, hey, you people enslaved us for the last century and a half, and now we're going to annihilate you.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the AI stuff, though, is more...
I mean, it's a long way off.
It's like, you know, there's a difference between pattern recognition and AI, and mostly what we have is pattern recognition, so...
What is intelligence? Not the ability to recognize patterns.
Well, it's not AI in and of itself. Let's put it that way.
My nervous system has never rebelled against my gastrointestinal system for being enslaved, nor vice versa. So
organs don't have self-awareness. I prefaced the entire thing by saying I think eventually any sort of AI will become self-aware.
Well, my nervous system has self-awareness. I'm pretty sure we can establish that. But it's never turned against my gastrointestinal system saying, you made me find new sources of food all the time instead of finding them for yourself.
Maybe not, but plenty of people are being killed by autoimmune diseases, which is literally their body turning against itself. So it may not be happening to you, but it is a thing that happens.
But, I mean, in this world that you imagine where the machines do all the work, there's still going to be two major things that the machines can't do. And number one, there are going to be certain parts of the machinery that we need to fix.
I think mostly we'll get machines to do that.
Well, and that also ties into number two, there are forms of creativity that no machine will ever be able to do.
Well, I tend to view creative things like art and doing radio shows as, yes, it's technically work, but I don't consider it work. It's the creation of art.
Mm. Well, I mean, when you're making a creative fix to a tech solution, that is kind of working.
No doubt. Come down and join us. We're here until July the 4th. There's more coming up tomorrow, and soon we're going to get the actual owner and manager of the park on the air. I'm looking forward to it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.